And here comes, I believe it's Minister Tiffany. I'm going to turn the call over to her, and God bless each one of you today on the Master's Call. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
It is Dr. Vanessa from Dallas, Texas, this morning, sitting in Houston, Texas. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Minister Robin, for greeting all of God's people and to each and every one of you on the Master's Call this morning. We welcome you. We praise God for each and every one of you. Excited about what God is doing in the land and what he's doing on this, the Master's Call, on this Thursday, this terrific Thursday, this thankful Thursday, this blessed day. We just celebrate Jesus. And again, we welcome each and every one of you, name by name, person by person. We praise God for you being a part of what God is doing. We are just a couple of days out from actually celebrating a year, wow, of being on the line each and every morning, celebrating our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for truly he is the master. And this call from beginning to end, each and every morning, is about celebrating Jesus. So again, we welcome you. We thank you for being a part of what God is doing. On behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and myself, Dr. Vanessa, we are honored that we accepted this assignment almost a year ago. And as you joined us day after day, morning after morning, we trust it has been a blessing. The mission of this call is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And as you and I begin our day, and as we gather together on this call, the Word of God enriches our life because it stirs up, it adds up to who we are. It reminds us that it really is all about him, and we are his light as we go out empowered to change our world and our circle of influence. Our scripture, our foundational scripture for the Master's Call can be found in Psalms 88:13. And Psalms 88:13 reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So each and every morning we know the prayers of the righteous avail as much, and we know the Spirit of the Lord is on this call, greeting us, stirring us, reminding us that we are his kingdom builders. We are his hands extended. And I don't know about you, but I am mighty thankful, mighty grateful that God chose me as he has chosen you to have another day, another opportunity to be his mouthpiece. And we know that this call has speakers that come on each and every morning that lift up the name of Jesus, and we encourage you to visit our website. We do have a website, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and there you will find an archive of all the messages since we began this journey a year ago. And I tell you, each message the Lord is speaking through his chosen vessels, it will encourage your heart, inspire you. We encourage you to be that missionary mouthpiece and let others know about our website so that 24/7 the light of Christ can shine through his spoken word. And we also, Dr. PK and I know that when we started this particular call, it was because we understand the power of prayer, corporate prayer, lifting up each other in prayer. And so we have an email address that we encourage you. If you have a prayer request, we love to hear the praise report. If you just want to give us a shout out, please feel free to email us at themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. And we have a group of prayer warriors who stand in the gap and make up the hedge. And truly, we bombard heaven with the word of God, wrapping those prayer requests in the word that we know has the anointing to destroy the yoke. And we invite any of you who feel a tug on your heart to be a part of our prayer warrior team. It is open. We are willing and excited to welcome anybody who wants to come and has a prayer life. It isn't about how fancy you pray. This isn't a prayer contest. This is a heart contest, that as long as you have a heart to lift up the name of Jesus, we're encouraging you to email us, and we will definitely get with you and welcome you to be a part of this frontline warrior team. So we encourage you to visit our website, let others know we're there, email us, and let us know of your prayer requests and your praise reports. And, you know, God uses bridges, tools, vessels to yoke our hearts together. And God used Artists International to bind many of our hearts together. And it is a 22-plus-year-old Christian family-owned company that is in the wellness industry and helps us get healthy on the inside, look good on the outside, and bring in finances for our children and our children's children. And Dr. PK and I know, and we are very clear, that whenever you have a company that freely lifts up the name of Jesus, that's a real battle. And we have this call to unite our hearts each and every morning and speak the word of God. So for our Artists International distributors on the line, there's so many exciting things going on in our back office. We encourage you to check out your back office and be informed of the promotions. Had an awesome call last night on our corporate call. Just stay aware, read, and keep up with what is going on in this season. We're in the midst of our 90-day challenges. We're in the home stretch for this year. So encouraging you to visit your website. If you are not a part of Artists International, you are just as welcome in the Holy Ghost. But we encourage you to get back with the person who invited you to this call so you can hear for yourself why we know this is a God-anointed, God-appointed company that we're honored to be a part of and be his ministers in the marketplace. Well, we're excited because one of our own is going to be bringing the word this morning. So we're going to open up in prayer and have our prayer warrior come on now, Minister Amber, and set the atmosphere so that the word of God can go forth. The floor is yours, Minister Amber.
Can you hear me, Dr. Vanessa?
Loud and clear.
Okay. We're going to go to the throne room. Lord, we thank you for your word in 1 John 5:15. And God, we know if we know that you hear us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we ask of you. And so, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for another day that you have made. We are rejoicing and being glad in it. We thank you for the petitions that are being answered and has already been answered. God, we thank you that the portals of heaven are already open to be conducive to your spirit and your glory, supernatural, Father God, manifestation. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this call, that you continue to bless and have your way in each and every person's lives. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the woman of God that would bring forth the word, Father God, mightily, God. We know that your word, Father God, is like a hammer breaking into pieces everything that's not like you and equipping us and having your way in our lives. We bind, Father God, the hand of the enemy. We know that no weapon, it may form, but it cannot and shall not prosper against this call and against anything that you have set up for us today. Now, the blood covering is over. The angels are ascending and descending, and we have set ourselves to receive from you. In Jesus' name, it is so. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Prayer General, for aligning the atmosphere so the word of God can go forth freely. Well, I tell you, our speaker this morning, the mouthpiece that has been designated to deliver the word, is absolutely no stranger to this call. She has been with us since the beginning, hails all the way from the West Coast, gets up bright and early. Even when we began an hour early, she was always faithful on the call. The sunshine and the light of Christ shines through her. Our speaker this morning is a mother, a single parent mom who absolutely adores her son, Kalon, and is active. And she herself is a strong administrator, organizer, anointed psalmist, and my little evangelist who greets us and hosts the call and always comes with a powerful word and has stepped up to the plate as we're stretching her. We want you to pray for her as she submits in obedience to speak. Thus saith the word of the Lord, I introduce to some and present to others. Evangelist Tiffany Lauderdale, all the way from the West Coast, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Thank you to each one of you, the Master Call listeners, my family. I thank God for this day which he has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for the Master's Call because, see, it is here on the Master's Call where I was able to submit and obey and accept the will of God, the will that he had been calling me that I had been running from, that other people saw something in me that I didn't even see in myself, but he allowed it to blossom here on the Master's Call. So truly, I am grateful. And this call means a lot to me. Some of you may know and some of you may not know, but my mother passed away on October the 25th of 1995. October 25th of 1995 was the day that she passed away and went on home to be with the Lord, 2 days after her 49th birthday. And when the opportunity came about and I heard from the Lord to be on the Master's Call on October 25th of 2010, it was a no-brainer for me. I said, not a problem, Lord, because I know that you will be doing something with me on this call. And truly, I thank God for the family here. I thank God for the co-founder and the founder of this call, because they saw something in me that I did not even see in myself. And they didn't see it because we do this call by phone, so they didn't know me, what I looked like from the man on the moon, but the Spirit of the Lord spoke to them and they spoke to me. So I thank God for obedience, for submission, and for sacrifice. This morning I come to you with a subject that I have had a hard time dealing with, but it stays in my spirit, it stays on my mind, and through conversations that I've had during the last 14 days, it seems to be not only a subject for me, but a subject for others. So this morning, the title of my message that I will be bringing to the Master Call family this morning will be Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. To wait entails confident expectation and active hope in the Lord. The Hebrew word for wait may be translated as hope. To hope in God is to wait for his timing and his action. We must demonstrate a confident expectation in the Lord. There's about seven scriptures that I'm going to go to that deal with waiting. And I hope that you have your Bibles out. If you would go ahead and turn with me, first of all, to Psalms 27:14. And in Psalms 27:14, it says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. See, this demonstrates confidence. It demonstrates expectation, and it demonstrates a hope in the Lord. If you would go ahead and turn your Bibles to Psalms 40:1-3. In Psalms 40:1-3, it deals with faith. And David was dealing with faith, and he said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me and heard my cry. He also brought me out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear, and I will trust in the Lord. See, David waited on the Lord. He was confident in his waiting on the Lord. See, a lot of times we get stuck in situations. Well, we don't get stuck in them. We just be going through situations. We think we're stuck because we allow our own feelings and our emotions, and we lie. We allow unbelievers to speak stuff into our lives and our situations. So we remain in situations probably longer than the Lord would have wanted us to be. But see, that's because we get impatient and we don't want to wait. You know, even in our artist businesses, you know, everybody's not an overnight success. But we think that we should be. So instead of waiting a year, waiting 2 years, or waiting 3 years for you to learn truly what your products are about, or to learn, you know, and get knowledge on how to use them and how to wear them. Half of us don't even wear the products that we sell, and I don't know why that is, but it is what it is. I mean, but we need to know that sometimes we need to wait. And not wait just on ourselves, but wait on God. Allow God's actions to intercede. You know, Dr. Vanessa talked to us last week about seeds. You know, you plant the seeds, we sow the seeds, and then once they're planted and they're sown, it's God who allows for the growth to happen. See, so in your businesses, in your relationships, you know, plant the seeds. Sow the seeds, but wait for God, because God will establish the growth in every situation if we just wait. If you turn your Bibles to Psalms 37:9, in Psalms 37:9 it says, "For evildoers shall be cut up, but those who wait on the Lord shall inherit the earth." See, evildoers, God don't like, I mean, he will take care of the needy, but he does not like the greedy. And a lot of times in our physical eyes, we look around and we say, well, wow, you know, that person's not even saved, but, you know, they have so many nice cars, they have a nice home, they have so much money, but you don't know what's going on behind what you see. You don't know what's going on behind the closed doors. And see, God does not like the greedy. God does not like the proud. But he said that those who wait on him, who seek him first in his kingdom and his righteousness, everything shall be added unto you. He said they shall inherit the earth. If you would turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 8, verse number 17, it says, "And I will wait on the Lord, who hides his face from the house of Jacob, and I will hope in him." See, we have to have hope that God is who he is, that his word and what he says, it is so. But we have to believe it. We have to expect it, and we have to have hope in it. Go ahead and turn your Bibles again to Numbers 9, chapter 9, verses 8. And I know I'm moving through this word this morning, but truly God is a good God, and he knows what we need to hear and when we need to hear it. Verse 8 reads, "And Moses said to them, stand still." Stand still meaning wait, "that I may hear what the Lord will command concerning you." See, we get busy in our lives every day. We get real busy. Sometimes we don't even take out time to say, "Thank you, Lord," or, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" See, we don't ask them before we do it. We just do it. But see, even Moses had to tell the people to stand still, meaning, I know he didn't, as Dr. Vanessa would say, the psalm ministry, I know he didn't say shut up, but he did say stand still, meaning wait, like right now, because he needed to hear what the Lord had to say. See, when we're busy, sometimes we miss what God has to say because we're moving too fast or we're running our own agendas. But see, no longer is it time to run your agenda. Submit to God's agenda and allow him to set you free. Go ahead and turn your Bibles to Isaiah 64, verse number 4, which reads, "For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God beside you, who acts for the one who waits for him." See, I say today that God is calling us to wait on him. Wait to hear from the Lord before you act. Wait in expectation for God to answer your prayer. God is waiting to act on your behalf if you would just wait on him. And then my favorite scripture in the Bible is in Isaiah 40:30, which reads, and I, you know what, I'm not going to even start at 31. I'm going to go to, I'm sorry, Isaiah, I'm going to start at 28. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. Have you not known, have you not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, never faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord, I got to say that again, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. See, woo, eagles soar above every situation. They serve above circumstances. They serve above the trials. They shall run, and we're going to keep on running every day and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. See, that in that text, that's where our spiritual transformation happens. If we renew our mind in Christ and what the Word says, if we renew our faith on a daily basis, if we deny ourselves, deny our flesh, deny our carnality, deny what the world dictates to us, see, God will take us higher and higher and higher, and we will be able to soar with the eagles. Woo! The appearance of God is awesome. But see, we don't get to see the appearance of God if we don't wait on him. So I ask you today, my brothers and sisters, how much time would it cost for you to wait on the Lord? Wait in expectation on the Lord. Because truly, this is harvest season, and I know that great things are about to happen for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who sacrificed his life and shed his blood for us on Calvary's cross. But I do challenge you today to wait. And I'm going to just leave you with this little song. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I'm gonna wait here till he comes. 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 I'm gonna wait right here until he comes. 'Cause I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. Know that I love you and God loves you best. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Hallelujah. I don't mind waiting. Wait on the Lord. Awesome. Awesome, Tiffany. Truly, you ushered in the anointing and the presence of God on this line. It reminds us that God knows all about whatever's going on in our lives, and as we wait in him, that's powerful how you said wait is hope in God for his timing and his action. And as you close, as you have that beautiful anointed voice, brings peace to our hearts and our spirits this morning to allow God's actions to come in and intervene, but utmost to wait on his timing. Powerful, powerful word this morning. And we thank you for being yielded, allowing God to stretch you and stir up all that's inside of you. So at this time, I'm going to ask Minister Robin to come back in our last 4 minutes and close out that awesome word this morning that I know touches everyone's heart. All of us have had a season of having to wait and trust in God and to also lift up our prayer requests. Minister Robin, the floor is yours.
Pastor Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear. Thank you.
Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord God, for your blessed woman, Lord, for your servant that has brought that word to us, Father. For we truly don't mind waiting on you, Lord. Father God, I just thank you for the prayer requests that have gone before you, Lord, and we know that you are in the midst of each and every one of them. Lord, we just thank you for Jackie, Father, for her respiratory system. We thank you, Lord God, for healing that is taking place in the Walters, Mr. David and Miss Mary Walters. Lord, we praise you because of what you've done in Miss Benita's daughter's transition, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for Papa's birthday, Father, another year serving you. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you because high blood pressure has to be normal in the name of Jesus. It can't go up. It can't go down. It must be normal for Miss LaVoya. Lord, we thank you that Miss Vivian Lee's husband is healthy and whole. We speak wholeness and healing over Chip and over Miss Carla's husband, Father, and over Miss Virginia, Lord God. Hallelujah, you're the God of peace, Father, and we speak peace over China as Grandma went home to be with the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your peace, Father, in Angela's home. You're the God of restoration. Let your will be done, my King, and that household, according to your plan and your purpose. Father, we thank you that Mr. Gerard is healed in Jesus' name because your son came with healing on his wing. We thank you, Lord God, for our prayer team, Father, and all of their prayer needs, Father, in that secret place of the Most High God, we wait on you. We thank you, Lord God, for the founders of this call, Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, Lord. As they wait on you, as they seek you, Lord God, we know that all is well. And, Father, I thank you for the master's call, Father, and for your listeners, for your people, Father, for we truly wait on you, Lord Jesus. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Robin, for sealing the word of God. Thank you so much for speaking life to our prayer request. And I do want to add to that prayer request, I was so sorry I missed her call, but we're asking all of you all to keep the Hendersons lifted up. They're on their way for a missions trip in Trinidad, and they'll be there for a week. And we just love Dr. Walter and Dr. J so much. And she called me from the airport. I was traveling too, but left a message that they're on their way and to keep them lifted up in prayer. So for all the spoken prayer requests and the unspoken prayer requests, we thank God for the blood of Jesus. And with a spirit of expectation and anticipation, we know that every prayer is heard and answered by God. So thank you to our entire Master's Call family for being on the line this morning. We just praise God for what he is continuing to do in us. And as we always end each and every call, we want to thank especially Minister Robin for greeting God's people and the opening prayer from Minister Amber, and I'm so godly proud of Minister Tiffany, just watching her just soar even higher with that powerful word of wait on the Lord and sealing it with that anointed time of worship, reminding us, speaking to our spirits to stay at peace in that season of waiting. And thank you again for closing us out in prayer. So it's our turn now. Each and every one of us have a specific individual blueprint call from the Master on our life. And it's our turn to submit and obey the call on our lives as we go out into the marketplace and be God's minister and God's kingdom builders. So on this thankful Thursday, have an awesome, awesome day. As Dr. PK would say, a super fantastic day. Till we hear you on the line tomorrow. Blessings, and we look forward to another mighty word from Minister Robert tomorrow. Have a great day. Bye-bye.